Welcome to another episode of We're Disappointed, the show where two average folk talk about things in media, in society, in life that tend to be disappointing.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about something that I found on the internet just recently. Basically, the underlying foundation would just be cringy things on the internet. Things that are embarrassing for all parties involved, but mostly for the people who are actually committing the offense. So this thing that I found was a series of screenshots of people contacting others through like social media and saying like, can you stop like drawing this fan art or like posting these things of this character because they're my either comfort character or boyfriend or girlfriend or something or other, and it makes me uncomfortable. And it's just so embarrassing. It's so ridiculous. Like, should I, like, read some of them? Like, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, like, just pick, like, the worst one. Like, they're all bad, but I feel like one of them is worse than the others.
Which one did you have in mind?
I think the first one. The first one is, like, really bad, and then the last one is really bad. Because the first one is, like, it's not even that actual person. They're doing it on behalf of their friend.
Right.
Or something. Okay.
So, this person messaged someone and said, hey, could you stop posting Ash? I don't know who Ash is, but it doesn't matter. My friend ships herself with Ash, and when she found your account, she literally cried on FaceTime. Please do me a favor and either private yourself or stop posting Ash. You're being insensitive. She feels like Ash is cheating on her, so please archive your posts and delete your highlights. If you want to keep posting him, post it privately.
Shit upsets me so much. Oh my god. It's just like the pomposity of this person. It's like, your friend is this, that, and the other. They feel this way about this person. Or how about they block this person?
How about they, like, go to therapy or
like,
something?
Like, short of going to therapy, like, a more immediate solution would be for the friend to make it so she doesn't have to see the stuff anymore, rather than telling this person not to do this.
Yeah, like, curate your own experience. Like, don't expect others to curate it for you.
Just like, who the fuck do you think you are? How are you gonna ask somebody?
I mean, the only explanation is that this is a child.
I after that Twilight Sparkle one, I don't believe that anymore. That person was 27 years old.
They had the mentality of a child.
I mean, yeah, but they should know better.
They should, but if they have a mentality of a child, then it's not happening. So you like the last one in that trifecta?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this person says, hi, sorry for DMing you, but after much needed consideration, I like that they've put a lot of thought into this garbage, can I please have your North America accounts? You have an Asia account already, so there's no need to have two accounts. Also, Xiao, Kli, and Hu Tao are on your account, and they are my comfort characters, so I think I deserve it more than you. I'm expecting a reply from you. I hope you know keeping two accounts is extremely embarrassing, and other people should feel the pleasure of owning accounts with more 5 stars.
Like, this is for Genshin Impact, and I don't play that, so I don't know a whole lot about it. It's just like, mind your fucking business. Mind your fucking business. Give me your account. Like, what? What?
Yeah, like... like, just, like, imagine, like, someone... Like, let's say that you had, like... Like a, I feel that this would be like very luxurious, but let's say that you had like a PS4 for like your bedroom and for your living room. Like, and you had like 2 accounts or whatever, like you're doing like these 2 things. And then someone comes and knocks on your door and they're like, I noticed that you have 2 PlayStations. Like, it's embarrassing for you to own 2. Like, you need to give me one. Yeah, it's just like, what? Who are you? Who are you and how dare you? So bizarre.
Like a fucking stalker. All right. I feel like we got to do the last one, too. The middle one. I'll read that one.
Okay.
Because that one, like, this person's, like, actually stalking them. And it's like, how about you not? Hello. I've been following your tweets for the past 2 days and have come to the conclusion you do not deserve to have Raymond on your island. This is Animal Crossing. Raymond, I think, is that brown. I don't know if you've seen him. He looks like a business cat. He's, like, gray. And he has, like, a little poof of blonde hair.
Yeah. He's cute.
Yeah. He is my comfort character, and seeing him in an environment not meant for him brings me anxiety, so I will be expecting a reply to this DM when you have him in boxes. I don't know what that means.
And to, like, move out.
Oh, okay. And ready to relinquish him to someone who will treasure him like he deserves. Like, what the fuck?
This is... like, get an amiibo card and get him yourself.
And I see, if it's your comfort character, why don't you have him then?
I don't know. Probably because they're, like, a child, and they don't have any money to, like, get the amiibo card and get him themselves.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with these kids? It's like, okay, you could feel this way, but it's like, I feel it's another level to actually go out of your way to message someone to do this.
Yeah, well, I feel like I was, like, thinking about this, like, when I was taking a shower earlier today, and I was just, like, thinking that it's like the hard swung to the extreme pendulum of, like, the way that, like, I feel and, like, perceive myself, like, other people should respect. Like, it's one thing to ask that, like, someone, like, respect your opinions and respect your feelings and stuff like that. And, like, you know, like, they treat you the way that you want to be treated. You know, there's, like, basic, like, human expectations of behavior. But I feel that it's, like, this, like, super extreme where it's just, like, no, like, everything, literally everything that I want, like, must be catered to me. Like, I, like, if I feel that I, like, want this character, or if, like, some imaginary thing that I've dreamt up, like, that this character is my boyfriend or, like, my comfort character or something like that, if I have this imaginary fantasy, then the entire world must rearrange itself in order to accommodate that. And it's just, like, so bizarre.
Because feelings.
Yeah.
Because this is how they feel, and people have to respect how they feel. That's insane.
Yeah. And it's just, that's, like, psychotic. Like, it is. And it's just, like, obviously, like, when it comes to, like, just basic human interaction, yes, like, you respect people's feelings, you respect, like, their worldview, if it's not, like, you know, fucking heinous. But it's, you know, it's just, like, this basic level of human respect that you afford other individuals. But they just take it to, like, this absolute extreme. And they take, like, absolutely no responsibility for, like, their own, like, just their own curation of their experience. Like,
yeah, like we were saying earlier, like that, but, like, first you don't one. Like it, block the person.
Exactly, exactly. Like, the entire world doesn't have to rearrange itself in order to accommodate, like, the experience that you want to have. Like, you have to respect other people's experiences as well. And I don't understand why they don't understand that.
Because if they don't like the person, that means they're wrong. I feel like that's stupid. Where we are right now. Like, people can't tell the difference between your own opinion and dislike and whatever and absolute right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the episode we were talking about, people not wanting to admit that something they like is bad. They don't like this thing, then that means that they're bad. It's like, no, that's not what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's related to that. It's just like a really simple, stupid way of look, or I can't even say uninformed. It's if you think that you're stupid, it's a stupid way of looking at things.
Yeah, and like I'm thinking of, like, also, like, in I think we probably touched on this in, like, the fandom episode, but just like if you like, I'm thinking of, like, certain, like, things, like, you know, if you like this character, like, they're a bad character or something like that, right? Or, like, you have, like, this ship and it's like, like, the two people in the ship are, like, a disaster or something. And so it's, like, if you like this character because, you know, because they're a bad character, they're a villainous character, that means you're bad, too. Or if, like, you ship this, then that means that you're disgusting or something like that. And it's, like, it's just, like, this really, like, elementary and black and white sort of view on, like, reality and morality. It's like, you can like characters that are disasters. You can like villains. That doesn't mean that, like, you like the villain, that you like all of the terrible things that villain did. You just like the character, like you think the character is interesting.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that is acceptable when people don't try to excuse the things the villains have done. Like specifically, I'm thinking of, was it DMMD? Was that the name of the thing? Dramatical murder?
Oh, right. Yeah. And with then, like the cannibalism and the rape
Not even the cannibalism, but the rapey character. Who, like, there was that one girl who was following me. She liked my fan fictions or whatever for Mass Effect. And she was super into that one character. I was like, okay, well, this is kind of gross. But then she would post, like, people arguing about how him raping the main character was okay. And I'm like, no, it's not, though. Like, you can like, yeah. You like the character for whatever bullheaded, stupid reason. Fine. I don't care. But don't post rape apology shit on my dashboard. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. I do think that there's a difference between, like, I understand exactly, like, what you're talking about. And, like, just the whole, like, rape apology and just like apology for like heinous things in general, like it's just like no, but like there is like a fine line where you're just doing like a character analysis of it and like you're just trying to like fit exactly different. So it's just like here's why this character did it,
why
like,
they did you... it that's mm-hmm. still not saying that's okay.
Exactly
fucking insane.
But it's just like I do feel that like it's like it's again it's that like really simple view of morality and storytelling where it's like, you know, like we were talking about like Lolita and stuff like that, where it's like you yourself can write a terrible character. Like you can create like this monster. That doesn't mean that you condone what the monster is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think that people get that.
No. They don't, because people are, by and large, very simple. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I think that's just for a huge portion of the world's population, the U.S. specifically, that's just how it is.
I mean, I'm going to go out and say it's wrong. I'll say it.
Why?
Like, because it's like, if you have that extremely simplistic black and white sort of view, then that means that you, like, aren't engaging the world in a level of reality. Like you're trying to force everything into this very simplistic idea of what you think reality should be, and it's simply not the case. That you're trying to like force the entire world to organize itself around these non-existent poles that you have.
But what if you feel that just for yourself and you wouldn't impose that on someone else?
I just don't think that that goes hand in hand. Like, I don't think that anyone who has that kind of outlook is like, well, I'll just keep this to myself. don't shut up.
Fair. But it's just like, you say it's wrong, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not, I don't know. Did I say I didn't think it was wrong? I just feel like that's how it is. I feel it's not even people are being woefully ignorant. I feel like people are just too dumb to fix it.
I would definitely concede that in some cases that some people are too dumb, but I don't know, like it's that like little bit of like optimism in me that hasn't yet been extinguished. Like I just feel it's but if we were able to like teach them, like if like we like could like sit them down and like have like conversations and like help them, because I don't think that like that's why I feel like most of these people, not all of them obviously, but most of them are like kids, because like I feel that like, you know, it's just when you're younger, like you don't have as many experiences, like you haven't taken in as much information, so like things like seem to be organized into like very like concrete boxes for you, and you want them to stay that way because it's easy to process and it's easy to understand. So I want to think that with time and experience, maturity, and like the opportunity to learn about nuance and complexity, that some people can be taken out of that.
Well, are you thinking of something in particular?
No, just in general. Mm. Like, I just feel that, like, in general, hopefully most of these kids can progress beyond the silliness that they're involved in. Clearly, some of them do not, because we see that, you know, that lots of people are adults and they behave in the same ridiculous way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, otherwise, like, why even, like, be a teacher? That's a good question. If you think that everyone's going to be a dumbass forever, this is why, like, I feel like I have to hold on to it, like, a little bit, because I'm just like, well, then otherwise, like, everything I'm doing is a waste of fucking time.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm not a teacher. So, I don't know, you talk about nuance and stuff, and I feel like a lot of people are not going to grasp nuance, and a lot of people don't understand why that polarized view is wrong until they're, like, directly confronted with it. Like, the thing that comes to my mind is, like, gay marriage and how people held these stupid-ass beliefs for, like, such a long time, but then they had to be confronted with, like, oh, this person I actually know is gay. Oh, my child is gay. And it's, like, until it was in their house, like, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's, like, they had... It's a concrete wall having to be hit with a sledgehammer. Like, that's not nuance. So, like, but I feel like that, for a lot of things, that's what it takes.
You're right. Like, I also think, though, that, like, it's, like, empathy is a skill that is not something that you're born with, necessarily. Like, you're born with the butt of it. But, like, you're born with the butt of a lot of different things. Like, in order to truly develop into an empathetic person, you have to, like, be taught to be that and be, like...
I disagree. I feel... Really? Empathy, loss of empathy is something that is taught. Like, selfishness, loss of empathy, like, extreme... is taught.
Okay.
Yes. Like, you, like, animals are empathetic. I don't think they're necessarily taught it. Certain animals.
Why would you... Okay. Like, what did you have in mind?
I can't think... I'll have to look into it. I can't think off the top of my head. Like, I want to say, like... Like, obviously, apes, which are close to us, they are taught things. But it's like, empathy is not always something that's nurtured in us. Looking out for yourself is more something that's nurtured in us.
I think that, like... both this, like, both selfishness and empathy are, like, buds that we're born with, and it depends on, like, what sort of kind of, like, upbringing and experiences you're given that allow you to develop or not develop those aspects of yourself. And I'm not saying that it's completely dependent on external forces. I think that you yourself can prioritize. Like, I want to be an empathetic person, so I'm going to, like, prioritize that part about myself and, like, really try to develop that aspect of myself. Like, it might not be, and I'm using the I in the rhetorical sense, but it's just, like, I think that, like, there are lots of aspects of ourselves that are developed through experiences.
All right, so when I brought that up, I was thinking specifically of, like, videos I've seen of children, like, interacting and empathy specifically. And it'll be like a kid will do something and it makes another kid upset. And then without someone saying anything to the child that is the aggressor, like, obviously not every child, but I've seen it more, children behave this way more than just, nope, this is mine. They will try to fix what they did wrong. They will try to help the child. It's not so much... empathy in that I'm putting myself in your shoes. It's just, oh, this other thing is upset. I may have done this thing that upset this thing. Let me try to fix this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
but then I think that you also see it, I mean, you see the opposite as well.
Not as much, but yes, I do. You do see it, and I mean, it's there. I don't know what preceded both of these incidents, honestly. Like, someone being selfish and, like, keeping the thing, and the other one wanting to give the thing. But I don't know. Like, you're, like, you stay specifically, like, talking about wanting to be an empathetic person. Like, that's something I feel is, like, a separate conversation, because that's an adult decision. Or someone who has more of a thinking mind rather than talking about an inherent thing. Like, that's something you have to self-evaluate and decide that you're going to do, which is different from talking about being nurtured or what have you.
Well, I mean, it's just, like, now we're, like, in the age-old argument of, like, nature versus nurture. And I just, like, I feel that it's like, both and. It's, like, there are parts of yourself that are inherent. But you also, like, I mean, theoretically, we all reach this point in our lives where we're able to be introspective and think about the person that we want to be. And then try to make, like, concentrated efforts into being that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, certainly there is a nature aspect where we're born inherently with certain traits, but then also there are, like, external forces and internal forces that you impose upon yourself in order to become the person that you are.
Mm-hmm.
and that you will continue becoming because the sense of self and the progression of self is ongoing.
How do we even get here to begin with?
I don't know. I don't know. But it was a fun conversation. Mm. I always think they're fun conversations. I don't think that you think they're fun conversations.
No, I don't.
I don't know why. No,
I don't.
Why don't you like them?
Honestly, it's because I have to sit here and wait for you to finish, and then I like lose what my immediate response was going to be.
I'm sorry.
And I always feel like... But this is like most discussions I get in with people. It's like, I really, like when I have the idea, I want to jump in and say what I'm going to say in response to that first thing there. But then mm-hmm. it's like a part of a whole bigger thing. And it's like, I'm still trying to remember that first part that I wanted to say. So then I lose what, like any other response that might have been good to the rest of it. Because I'm like hung up on that first thing.
You got to write down a note to yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, thank you for not like just cutting me off. That's like a lot of people. I mean, that's usually how people have conversations. Like they're just waiting for the other person to shut up so they can say what they wanted to say, and like they aren't listening and aren't processing. So, thank you, but I'm sorry that I'm long-winded.
Like we had more bite-sized points, that would probably work better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to the original thing about fucking cringe levels on 1,000 and these kids that you're talking about, potential kids, because like I said, I don't believe they're all children. Yeah. It reminds me of Tumblr a few years ago when people were doing the same things, and instead of saying they were their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their comfort animal or comfort character or whatever, they would say that they were their kin.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of that one where this person was extremely hostile. It was like a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure character that they were kinning with or whatever. And they were just talking about how they would block people and all this other shit. Like, at least they're blocking people.
Well, at least people. They're blocking.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, no one cares. Like, you don't have to, like, honestly, like, people feel weird about shit all the time. Feel as weird as you want about the shit, but no one has to know it. Like, what is the point of advertising that you're this fucking weird?
Yeah. You know, that's exactly how, like, you know, like with the Twilight Sparkle gentleman, like, it's just, you know, like, you're doing what you're doing. Like, you're bringing your plushie all over the place. You're going to marry your plushie, like, whatever. Like,
we didn't even talk about it.
Like,
for the.
Okay. So should I talk about it? Should I sum it up real fast?
Yeah. Do that first.
All right. So this young man, 27, is that what he said he was?
Yes,
27 years old, has written, I mean, like a full-on essay for a comment on DeviantArt, talking to this person who apparently does like
gross
erotic pony art. And so they have this very long explanation about how they've fallen in love with Twilight Sparkle. They have found someone to marry them. I don't know who, like, obviously it's just that person's getting paid. Like, what the fuck ever, dude? like they, you know, they take Twilight Sparkle out on dates. Like they, like, you know, like they have like this whole relationship with this plushie, right? And so it's like, you know, it's like, fine, like, knock yourself out. But then they're like messaging this person because this person, like, not only does art themselves, but like, you know, it's like often when you're an artist, like you have artist friends and they like draw things for each other and stuff like that, right? And so this person is asking the artist to like, please tell your friends to not draw like birthday gifts for you of Twilight Sparkle. Yeah, like soon to be wife. Like she will be my wife like by the time it's your birthday or something like that. I don't even know. Because like it makes him and Twilight uncomfortable.
It's fucking crazy.
So it's just like, like, I mean, they say that they're very happy, that, like, it brings them a lot of joy, and so it's, like, fine. Like, it's very much not for me, but if it's working out for you, then knock yourself out, right? But, like, you can't, like, come on someone's, like, own DeviantArt page and ask them to do certain things with their art and with their friends. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, don't look at their DeviantArt page then. Like, and they even say, this is, like, weird to me. Like, they say, like, they go on, like, Rule 34 and stuff like that to, like, see, like, other, like, sexy pony arts of Twilight Sparkle. It's, like, mostly, like, they're upset because this person and their friends tend to...
of it.
Yeah, it's, like, they tend to draw Twilight Sparkle with, like, a collar on with, like, that artist's name on it or something like that. So what he says, like... Twilight Sparkle is not your plaything nor your property. She's my fiance.
So it's like, it's my property.
That's essentially what he's... it's not your plaything. It's not your property. She's my plaything. She's my property. I mean, who owns the plushie? It's me.
It's so fucking strange.
It's very strange.
But I want to say, just, it's totally kink shaming. I don't care. Just the other artist, like the person he's messaging to, like I just found this like repugnant from top to bottom. You know what I mean? Like, this person messaging this artist, and then the reason why he's messaging the artist is also gross.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there's no part of it that's good. Like, all aspects of it are things that I am not okay with. But it's like, but if you were to just, like, live your life and not, like, bother other people with it, then it's, like, fine.
Yeah.
Like... Oh, and then did you see, like, I'm just, like, going through, like, the comments. There was, like, another one where it's, like, this person's fursona, right? Like, it's like, their fursona. And, like, someone messages them and says, like, can you, like, not do, like, not safe for work stuff with your fursona? And the person's, like, what? And it's, like, oh, well, like, makes me uncomfortable, like... they're my comfort character, blah blah blah. But like, you have multiple fursonas, so it's like, why can't you do not safer with other fursonas and not this one? Holy, and it's like, but it's like my fucking property, like, wow. Literally.
That's so much worse. What the hell? your character that you made for you, it's mine now. So
yeah, it's fucking crazy. Oh my god, and then. Okay, like, I'm gonna send you this one. Like, I need you to, like, to read it. Because it's, like, long.
Holy shit, this is nuts.
It is nuts, but it's funny.
The kids aren't alright. Alright, let's take a look. Oh, wait, I clicked the wrong thing. The one that says, don't forget above it.
No, the... Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A homophile? What?
I just get, it gets better.
Wait. Female predators make up for a large amount of predator characters. So is the rabbit a predator in this instance? Because
I don't know.
Make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like, so why do you care? Honorism. Oof, must be corrected with imperative. What? Why does he keep saying homophile?
I don't know.
What's wrong with where? What time period is this person from?
I don't know.
He don't know either. I'm gonna put.
You know he wears a fedora.
Oh, definitely. He has, like, 7 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew under his desk.
And a couple more filled with piss.
Ew. Under the desk is Mountain Dew. On top of the desk is empty Doritos bags.
Yeah. Did you reach the end yet?
Not yet. Hold on. I stopped for a second. What did he call him?
I don't know. I don't know what that word means. Let me look it up.
You do not want to debate me. I am unparalleled in intellect, reasoning, and wit. It have not been mind changed on a point
once. It's a rabbit. A lagomorph is a rabbit.
Either by my king or by people of the communist. Okay. TikTok. Yeah.
And someone replied, I didn't know Ben Shapiro was a furry.
What the hell?
Oh my god. These are some good ones in the comments though, right?
Oh my god. Like I don't know. I stopped at the Twilight Sparkle one. That was all I could take. Yeah, well,
you should have kept going. This other one was my favorite. Like, because of like the last, and believe me, you do not want to debate me.
Yeah.
I am unparalleled in intellect. Fucking idiot. Oh my god. Oh,
this is too long. Oof, I'm not reading that. This reminds me again of like a couple of weeks ago, that when I showed you with the guy, like with the kid that was messaging that person, talking about you ship stuff, you're gross.
Like, yeah.
Like, what'd they say? It's like, I don't remember can you exactly. not ship stuff? Can you not draw as much shipping stuff or some shit like that? And the person was essentially like, fuck off. And everyone was like, oh, you're making fun of kids. You gotta teach the kids. You should be nice to children even when they're being shitty.
Well, and that, like, I mean, I feel like we talked about this mm-hmm. before. It's like, they weren't even mean.
No.
It was just, like, not giving them what they wanted.
Yeah.
It was just like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, you can, like, block my page or something.
And then the kid was like, you're a bitch. That was their response. Yeah. You're a bitch. Fuck you. You're a bitch. And just the cojones on these kids. Like, I don't understand.
Someone posted this.
That's good. That's good. I'm gonna post this on the blog so y'all can see what we're giggling so hard at. Like, I could tell you, but you have to see it. It's not gonna come across.
Oh my god.
I have to save that. That's gonna be a reaction.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
Someone find me this Raymond asshole so I can send them the most disgusting porn any human has ever created. Yeah, it's a little business cat with heterochromia and a little blonde swoosh on top of his head.
No, he's cute.
Yeah, but not that cute. Calm down.
Well, just like get him yourself. You can get him yourself.
But it's like, I don't even know if they meant that they wanted them to give Raymond to them. They just didn't want it on that person's island.
Oh, well.
To someone weird. Who deserves it. That doesn't mean me. That just means not you.
Like, I mean, they having him live in like a hovel or something? Like, what didn't they like about that person's island?
Who knows? Who knows? People are so fucking insane.
It's really hard to like understand. Like, I feel that it's like this mentality and like fucking like QAnon people are like cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, it's just a different avenue that it went down.
Yeah, I don't know which is like more offensive. I guess the ones that stormed are state cap or federal cap. Just
maybe.
Yeah. I guess they're, like, I mean, yeah.
I feel like if they hadn't done that, they would be on par.
Yeah. They're gonna, like the White House will, like, have, like, a Animal Crossing account or something, so that seems to be what, like, the brands, like doing now. Mm-hmm. And, like, someone will be like, you can't have, like, this person, this character, because they're my comfort character and they lead a revolution.
God. Genshin Impact, though. I don't know
anything about that.
Hold on a sec.
Ooh!
It's a guy playing the bass, and it's a song from Hades. And he's really into it. I'll send it to you. But, Genshin Impact, as far as I know, is like a gacha game that you can play on your PC. you get characters mm-hmm. and you can fight with them. But it's like you actually get to fight rather than just like, oh, I'm hitting a button and this is the fight. And I don't see any kind of animation or anything. Mm. I haven't played Hades in a while. It's like I would prefer to play it on the handheld, like switch it handheld mode. But the mm-hmm. details are so small that I can't do that. I have to do it on TV. Yeah. It annoys me. And I was thinking about getting some more games for Switch, but Nintendo doesn't like sales. Nintendo doesn't like money.
Well, like, what games did you want to get that they don't have?
Like, I was just going to look through, like, the catalog, but, like, nothing's ever on sale. Like, the digital catalog. Like, I just was in a mood to play, like a cooking game. Like Cooking Mama or whatever.
That'd be fun.
But it's like, oh, $40. I'm like, no Cooking Mama game has ever been worth $40. Like, I've played a couple. I want to say I've played at least two. It might be even be three. But they are not worth $40. Like, come at me for $20.
I want to play Hades. And I still have Breath of the Wild to play. Mm-hmm. But I just got to finish this last Yakuza game. And then I'll let myself take a break, even though I don't really want a break. Mm. Like, if there were, like, another 8 games that I could play, I'd be absolutely on board. Just play Yakuza games for the rest of my life.
Where is it? I just had a thing open talking about Andrew Yang saying something stupid.
Well, I mean, like, which time?
I mean, recently, like, today.
Oh, I think I did see, like, follow like the New York Times and like they post things about him. I just scroll past them, like, I don't care.
He's talking about strong arming street vendors, getting police to.
Why?
Because he's a piece of shit who's out of touch with the actual climate of New York City. He should not be mayor. That's why.
Why does he care about street vendors?
I don't know. The tweet says, you know what I hear over and over again? That New York City is not enforcing rules against unlicensed street vendors. I'm for increasing licenses, but we should do more for the retailers who are paying rent and trying to survive. There you go. For big business. For the retailers. Oof. For the retailers.
Oh, that's a bad look.
Let's go knock down someone's little old grandma and stop her from making money to eat with because Lord and Taylor has a problem with her being down the street. That's what I just saw. That's what I just read.
That's disgusting.
Because that's who does it mostly. Like, that's who I see, is little old ladies. And it's just like, leave the grandma alone. She's not hurting anything.
Everyone's so stupid. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. But he just take a L. Get out of politics. Go away. That's cringe. There you go. That's why I wanted to bring it up. I knew it was going to be something cringe because he is very cringy. He's right below Buttigieg in cringe. And Buttigieg is cringy too.
Yeah, he is.
I feel like cringe is such a part of our daily lives, like seeing people do shit, that it doesn't even register all the time.
Yeah, people embarrass each other embarrass themselves very often. So, have you yourself ever done anything cringe?
I mean, I know I have, but I just can't remember anything.
I know I was very cringy when I was a kid. Like, I mean, what kid isn't?
Yeah. I mean, like, I know you like to make the argument that it's because, well, we don't have, like, nothing we did cringy has been archived forever, the way these kids, their mm-hmm. cringe events are. But just, I don't know. Like, I know I probably would have, like, yelled into the ether, like, cringe. I feel like I probably still do that. I just don't even realize it's cringe. But just, like, I wouldn't have done this, though. I would not have attacked someone with my cringe.
I just feel that that's not my character sort of period. Like on the whole, I'm more of the, like, just kind of lurker sort of person. Like, I don't tend to engage others. That's cringe. I just feel that, like, even when I was, like, you know, my earliest days on the internet, because I was still a teenager, like, I feel that, like, I didn't, like, I might, like, disagree with someone, but I just, like, not, like, even more so back then, not the most confrontational sort of person. And so I'd just be like, you know what, like, fuck you, and just leave. Mm-hmm. I could not say anything. It's just not in my nature to be like that.
I probably would have did it in, like, a passive-aggressive way. Like, I would say shit and just have no names, so I have deniability.
I mean, like, passive-aggressive behavior, like, is definitely a specialty of mine.
But just, like, going up to someone and being like, you fucking suck. You suck because you ship things. Get the fuck out of here. Go die. That wouldn't be me.
No. I mean, especially when I was younger, like, I was just so incredibly shy. And, like, you know, I've mentioned this before on the podcast, like, being on the internet allowed me to be more vocal and a little bit more outgoing, but, you know, still, like, my nature was, like, more shy and quiet. So I would never, like, get in that sort of, like, argument or confrontation with someone.
I feel I was perceived as shy and quiet because I didn't, like, rush in to, like, talk a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not that I didn't want to, I just feel like people wouldn't listen. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't do it. And now I'm more at a point where it's just like, nah, you gotta listen today.
So here's something cringe that I feel I did as a teenager. Me and my friends, her name was Stephanie, we were like the co-leaders of our anime high school club. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's cringe.
Nah, not so much. I mean, it might have felt like cringe then, but, like, anime is so mainstream now.
Yeah, but it was cringe then. Mm. Like, I mean, like, we were not cool. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've never been cool in my entire life. I never will be. Cool? I don't know, like, not being a weirdo.
This is probably cringe to somebody else. To me, it was just something I wanted to do, so I did it. I told you this before, how, like, my family had, like, a bootleg cable box where we got all the channels and all the pay-per-views uh-huh. for free. And it was, like, a couple of kids. This is, like, in high school, like, early high school. A couple other people mm-hmm. were interested in wrestling. I liked wrestling at the time. So I would put out a newsletter whenever something happened, like, whenever there was, like, a pay-per-view, because no one else could see it.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's just, like, I enjoyed doing it. I don't think anyone else really gave a shit, though. Like, I'm sure someone will consider that cringe. But like I said, I liked it, so I don't really care. I don't care.
How old were you?
Probably, like, 14, 13, 14.
That's cute. I like that.
I wish I had access to that email account that I was doing that from, because it was very involved. Because, like, I was writing not just this person won. It was, like, I was writing, like,
the play-by-play?
Like a theatric retelling of what happened.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want to read that.
And, like, so-and-so bested so-and-so cute. After this, that. Like, if there was, like, a particularly exciting part, I would, like, try to describe mm-hmm. that and all that.
I love it.
But, like, I stopped when I see, like, no one really cared. So I was like, well, I don't have anything to do.
Man, I would have totally, like, I don't know. Like, we've talked about how, like, there are various ways in which, like, family sucks a bit. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, I mean, it'd be so cute. Like, if I had, like, a niece that, like, liked to do that, I'd be like, I'm not into wrestling, but I will read this, like, every single time. Mm-hmm. This is adorable. Yeah. Like, I will give you so much positive feedback. This is great.
What was it they say? Like, I feel like I would do that too. And what the thing that is, like, an affirmation, be the kind of person that you would have needed yourself or some shit like that mm-hmm. as a kid. Like, that's what I try to do.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why it's like, we talked about this before. Like, these kids that are, like, being cringe and, like, being ridiculous, it's like they are being ridiculous. And, like, some of them are being, like, out of line. But it's like, because they're kids, at least the ones, you know, the ones that actually are kids, it's like, I want to be able to, like, try to guide them into the right direction. Like, it's just, like, if you're, like, a little asshole kid, like, you need to be taught how to not be an asshole.
Well, what would you do if you got, like, approached by a kid like this? They, like, listen, I read a lot of your fanfic about Thane or whatever, and I feel like you should take them down. Like, they've been up for, like, almost 10 years now, but they need to come down because Thane is my comfort character now, and the way you're depicting him is inaccurate. Like, what are you going to say?
I mean, I think I would probably try to write something about how, like, I, like, respect where they're coming from, but also, like, part of being able to, like, interact in a place where there are other people is being responsible for your own, like, experience, and so they need to take responsibility for that and, like, be able to, what we were talking about, curate their own experience. And then they could be, like, a butthead and, like, call me a bitch or something like that, where I just be like, I'm not going to engage with you anymore if you're not going to treat me with the respect that I just treated you with. So
I think my response would just be, this ain't it, kid. If you don't like what I write, then you need to go find someone else and read their stuff. There's, like, 1,000 other people writing fan fiction. Please go read that and stay out of my DMs. Mm-hmm. That would be the end of it. And if they say anything else, I would report them. Like, this, I would be like, I would lie. Like, there's an underage person messaging me. There's an underage person messaging me. They're harassing me. I asked them to go away, and they're still messaging me. Twitter, get on it. Huge yikes. I'm gonna send you this disturbing Genshin Impact shit I just saw. I don't know. Like, every once in a while, I'll be like, there's a game that has all this, you know, excitement around it, or a thing, not just a game, but, like, some kind of media. And I'll be like, you know what? I kind of want to see what this is about. I have no desire to see what this is about at all.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, it's weird. Like, that's not usually how I do things. It's weird for me to feel that way.
I mean, I'm just not interested. Like, not even the tiniest bit. That and, like, what is it? Fire Emblem stuff? I don't know why. Yeah. I just don't give a fuck. Like, the slightest fuck. I just don't care.
I tried. I had, like, Fire Emblem Three Houses on my phone, and it was too boring. Gacha games are boring to me. I don't know. Like, I like the art and stuff, and I'm interested in seeing more of that. But just, like, the actual gameplay is not for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just, in general, I feel like I'm just losing interest with games, and it makes me sad because they were such a big part of my life. It's just like I can't remember the last game like I really, really wanted to play.
That is sad.
Which is not a whole lot. Like, they keep wanting to put out shit like Andromeda and Cyberpunk, and it's like, am I supposed to want this?
Well, there's going to be the new Final Fantasy remake. You're looking forward to that, right?
I have to get a PS5, so I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, when it eventually comes out, there'll be, one, available, and two, a bit cheaper.
Still, I'm not looking forward to getting it for this one game. Like, I have to find something else that I want for PS5 to want it, to get it.
Well, I don't know. Like, I usually always have a decent collection of PlayStation games, so, like, I know I'll get more games on PS5.
It's like, that's why I didn't get the PS3 until right before the end of its cycle. Until right before the PS4 came out, because there wasn't anything I wanted to play. And then, even then, what did I play? I played Bioshock and The Last of Us and a couple of Uncharteds, and that was it.
No, I had a really decent collection of PS3 games. Like, there was, like, the Metal Gear and Assassin's Creed and, like, The Last of Us and Uncharted. And although Uncharted wasn't my favorite, but I still played them. Yeah, there's, like, I know there's more. I just can't remember them right now because it's been a while since I played them.
Yeah, I think that's legit all I had. I thought maybe I'd be able to play, like, DDR, but they stopped making DDRs for console, which fucking sucks. It's like, that's about the only thing Sony has that I care about. But since they're super blockbuster game focused now, they don't care about doing shit like that anymore. Like, everything else, like, we had an Xbox, and we would play more stuff on Xbox. And now, since I don't play Xbox that much, I play most stuff on PC. And then it's like, so there's, like, no real reason for me to have a PlayStation. Like, I have a 4. What was the last thing I played on it? Shit, what was that game we played together? That was bad. the Kojima's game. Death Stranding.
Oh, Death Stranding.
Yeah.
You didn't like any of it. I mean, I thought music. It was fun.
I like the music.
Yeah, the music was great.
The atmosphere was pretty nice in some parts, but just, like, as a game, it was not it for me. Like, even as, like, a walking simulator, like, I can appreciate trying to, you know, find a new way to define what a game is, but just this didn't work for me.
I thought it was good. I don't know that I would play it again, but I didn't regret the time that I spent playing it.
I don't think I would have played it by myself.
Yeah, I dragged you into that. Dragged you into it kicking and screaming. What's that game that we played? Prey? That was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I feel like there's DLC another game that came out.
Yeah, there was. Like, we were going to do that. We also, like, there is DLC for Infinite that we were going to play and we never did.
I think I played it when I played on my stream.
Oh, just fucking left me be. See how it is.
It was, like, Lost at Sea or something, and it was, like, essentially, like, another universe where you met Elizabeth, and it was, like, a different situation going on. It was pretty fun. I liked it.
There's that game, Control, that I really want to play. Like, I have it, like, on my list. Like, I feel like, it came out on the Switch, too. But it just looked like kind of like a weird game, but, like, fun. Mm. Like, you have, like, powers. Like, it reminded me a little bit of Prey. It got really decent scores.
Mm-hmm. That one guy from my stream, he played it. He seemed like he likes everything, but... I watched him play it on his stream a little bit. He seemed like it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in that other game that was coming out where it was like the man and the woman and they keep killing each other over and over.
Oh, yeah. No, I was interested in that too.
I forgot the name of it. Like, they changed the name to something stupid and forgettable, which is why I don't remember it.
I don't remember the name. But yeah, I did want to play that. Now, I got that that God of War with like the little boy in it too. That's also something that I'll play eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super late to the game, but oh well.
I remember I was going to buy it, and then it sold out. Like, it was on sale for, like, really, really low, like, nothing.
Yeah, that's when I got it.
And it's like, I ordered it from Best Buy, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got it. And then 3 days, like, a day or two later, it's like, oh, we don't have it. I was like, okay, thanks.
Thanks for nothing. Yeah. We've kind of gotten off topic.
Yep. I guess we should wrap up.
How should we
wrap up? I don't know. You got any final notes on cringe? Like, I don't know. Cringe is... Like, this whole episode, we've been, like, all over the place. But I think it's fine. I think everything was, like, kind of, like, tangentially related. So it works for me. But, I feel cringe does not have to be a permanent state. I feel like you have to be aware. You have to be open to growth to get out of your cringe years. But then some people, like the Twilight Sparkle guy, are just not...
They're fully committed.
Yeah. Cringe is him.
And like I said, like, he's having a good time. Like, he can continue having a good time. He just can't expect other people's good time to, like, revolve around his good time.
Yeah.
Like, everyone can have their own separate good times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all of it. That's, like, the short of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's when most cringe occurs. You try to make your good time everybody else's problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So don't do that.
And he's like, no, like, you have fun. Go have fun. Knock yourself out. But don't expect me to help you in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have fun. If you can find a community of people who enjoy the kind of fun you like, great. If you don't make it someone else's problem. I think that's mm-hmm. a good one to go out on.
You've just listened to We're Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappointed on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeareDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.